Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer Veronica Nunn. Her warm, sweet voice has a touch of humor, and she's aided and bedded by Travis Shook on piano. Hi, you two.
Hi, hello. How are you?
It's kind of a reunion in a way. I haven't met you before, Veronica.
Oh, that's true. This is the first time, and I'm so honored. You have no idea how excited I am about this.
Well, thank you. Of course, Travis, as you probably know, was on the show years ago.
Yeah, when you 1997, I think.
Was it really?
I think it's been that long, believe it or not.
And now, I guess I can let it slip out, you two got married.
Yeah, we got married.
It's not
in
a secret anymore.
Right. We got married in 93. So
no, honey, we got married in 1997.
Oh, we
actually
did. Oh, that's right. Usually it's the woman that always remembers.
What did you get me? Hot sauce from New Orleans, I think, as the anniversary present.
Yeah.
It seemed like an afterthought to me, to be honest, but that's okay.
Oh, it's wonderful that you're here. So many things to talk about. How did you two meet?
Oh, we met in a jam session. I think it was Iridium. What's it, the Iridium?
Yeah.
And usually they have different keyboard players come up when they call singers up. And Travis had just finished a solo thing, and then they said, oh, well, why don't you stay for this singer? That's how they said, this singer. And Travis stayed, and we played You Don't Know What Love Is. And we played together like we'd been playing together forever. It was the most amazing thing for me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so then I gave him, I wanted his phone number so I could use him for different gigs, and I didn't have a pen, so he wrote his phone number in my book with my lipstick pencil.
Well, at least it was there.
Yeah.
And you picked a good song. You don't know what love is, but I guess you knew after that.
Well, yeah, we have. And that's fortunate.
Very fortunate. And you know now what would be nice to hear you two do a number, because I've been listening to your record, which is just great, Veronica.
Wow, thank you.
Is it your own record company?
Yes.
I know what Dead Horse like. Records. That's what
that was called. Her idea for the name.
Well, my brother actually told me a long time ago to stop beating a dead horse, you know, with the jazz, because sometimes it takes so long to get going with jazz.
Oh, he has a nerve.
Right. Well, I thought it would just be a good name for a label, you know, just to keep making records on it, so...
Absolutely. Well, I'm dying to hear the two of you perform.
Great.
What do you think you're going to open up with?
Oh, we're going to open up with One Note Samba.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's on this latest album, so. Or
great.
CD now. There's no such thing as albums anymore, I guess.
I'll sit here and listen.
Okay, great.
Is just a little samba built upon a single note, and the note that's bound to follow is the root of still that note. Now this new one is a consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skills I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants to hold short, and if I sell out, then will find themselves with no sure. Better play the note you know. Thank you. little samba built upon a single note. And the note that's bound to follow is a root of still and note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I am bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. Now there's a many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skills I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note of a love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa so la ti do, they will find themselves with no show. Better play the note you know. You will find yourselves with no show. Better play the note you know. You will find yourselves with no show. Better play the note you know.
That was great.
Thank you. That's a tough song to sing, even though it's just one note, you know, basically.
Yeah, and it's got to be sort of really high energy.
Yes. And
all the way through. So you certainly did that.
I think I've had like 6 cups of caffeinated Starbucks. I think that usually does the trick. I don't know what I'm going to do on the ballads, though. So.
Oh, you'll be all right. Veronica, did you have a musical family? How did you get started?
Well, my father played jazz trumpet, and my mom, she didn't really play any instruments, but she really loved like all types of music. And she loved Broadway show tunes, country music, I mean, everything. And she really made sure that my brother and I were exposed to a lot of it, to everything. So I think that was her love of it. She would play all these records. In those days, we had records, and it was 78s, actually. We were playing 78s. I don't want to date myself, but and I grew up on that. I grew up listening to everything. So.
Well, did they have a lot of jazz clubs where you're from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm. Little Rock. There was a couple of places, but I was actually very fortunate to work with a gentleman by the name of Art Porter. And he had a son, Art Porter Jr., who was a horn player, but Art Porter was the jazz pianist in that area at the time. So I worked with him and a gentleman by the name of Bob Steele. But I think when I moved to New York at 19, that was when the real education, the strongest part of the education began.
So how did you get started? Like, what would be your first gig?
Well, I started hanging out in the Village a lot, and they had a session going on at now it's called Sweet Rhythm. It used to be Sweet Basil.
Yes, I remember.
And that's where I met Big Nick Nicholas. I met Big Nick there. I met Doc Cheatham, Eddie Chambly, Ram Ramirez, and they kind of took me, actually Big Nick took me under his wing, and I started playing all these clubs in Harlem. There were still a few clubs on 54th Street at the time, and that's kind of how I got my real true education, is just the jam sessions there that they ran.
You worked with so many people, and you were with Michael Franks for a while?
Yeah, actually, I'm still with Michael. I've been touring with him for 15 years. And
really? You just can't keep a steady job.
What? That's really true.
That's amazing. Well, I know we talked already about you getting married. And it's just great that you happen to marry a piano player. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as singers, we tend to develop attractions for piano players or guitar players so that we don't have to split the money when we do the gigs.
Well, I think it would be just great if you and Travis would do another number.
Oh, wow. Well, we'd love to. Very much so. Thank you.
What have you got up your sleeve? Or
well, we're going to do, this is from the one of the first albums I did called American Lullaby. The tune is called American Lullaby. And it's on the CD as a medley for Jordan, which was my, who she's my niece. And I wrote it when she was, I mean, I put it together when she was very little. It's two songs, American Lullaby, which was written by Gladys Rich in 1890-something. And then I combined it with Not While I'm Around from Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd.
Oh, sure. I remember that song.
So I put those two together, and we have a little arrangement on it, so we'll see. We like it. So.
Dying to hear it.
Hush on by, you sweet little baby, and don't you cry anymore. Daddy is down at his stockbroker's office, a-keeping the wolf from the door. Nursey will raise the window shades high so you can see the car whizzing by. Home in a hurry, each daddy must fly to a baby like you. Hush on by, you sweet little baby, and close those pretty brown eyes. Mama has gone to her marketing office to fetch her wee babe the prize. Nursey will turn the radio on so you can hear a sleepy time song, sung by a lady most long for a baby like you. Not to worry, not to worry, nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you now while I'm around. Charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you now while I'm around. Sung by a lady whose poor heart must long for a baby.
Boy, that, I guess two tunes is a medley, but it, it really is lovely, and I particularly like the Stephen Sondheim tune. It really makes a perfect pair.
Yeah, it's a nice, I think that when I was putting them together, I liked American Lullaby. I'd been singing that for about 30 years, and I thought, well, when I went to see Sweeney Todd, what a great lullaby, because it was talking about protecting and nourishing and just being there for anybody, actually, when you think about it. It could be a love song, but I thought it was a nice contrast, and because Stephen Sondheim, Sweeney Todd was the theme of it, was, you know, this barber who butchered all these people and made them into pies.
It doesn't sound anything like the song and the way you sang it.
That's a good thing.
But that's really beautiful. And I guess you get a lot of ideas, you and Travis together.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's, I don't know, I don't really want to say when I get the ideas, but they come like if I'm riding the train or if I'm cleaning. It's always like something that's not in a what we consider a creative space. It's just when I'm just doing something, you know, mowing the lawn or something like that. You know?
Same thing for me. And I always have an idea and then no paper. I have,
right.
Have to use a back of a ticket or anything I can find. I remember a musician telling me he had an idea for a song, and he wrote it on the side of his car.
Wow! What did he? What did, do you know? What he wrote it with, or was it?
I guess it sounds to me like his finger in the dust.
Oh, well, yes, I was dirty. If he's a jazz musician, more than likely his car was dirty.
Yes, I think so. Well, there's much more music coming up. My guest is Veronica Nunn, and she's brought along a wonderful pianist, Travis Shook. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, I would really love to do a tune with you, Veronica. If
this would be great. I would love to. We don't need Travis. We'll just, you and I can do it.
Well, if he doesn't mind, that would be fun to do.
I would be so happy to listen to you.
Wow, this is incredible. This would be such a great honor. I can't even begin to say. I was like, so excited. Yes, definitely.
Well, the thing is, what should we do that we both know?
Why don't we do They Can't Take That Away From Me?
Great song.
So we'll do it now, right?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road called love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, road called love. Still, I'll always, always keep a memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. They can't take that away. No, they can't take that away from me.
That was so great, Marion. God, that was so great to listen to.
You know what's fun? I've probably said this a lot of times. It's great to meet somebody and then you play together like you haven't met before, but somehow it all works out.
Yeah, that's what's so great about jazz, especially because it's so open and it allows you to, you know, discover things about each other that you probably would never do if you're just sitting down talking. You know,
that's
it's great. It's wonderful.
Well, maybe I could play a tune for you guys.
Oh, that would be incredible. Yes.
I don't know if it would be incredible. It might be dull.
There's no way that could happen.
This is one that I wrote, I don't know when, but it's called Castles in the Sand.
Okay.
Castles. I can't say that. Can't say that. Okay.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful. That was just amazing.
That was really, I was over here in a trance. You put me in such a state of mind with that. And those chords you did at the end, I'm going to tape off the radio show and transcribe, just so you know.
Oh, just.
Hey, in other words, he's going to steal.
Those chimey
you've
chimey
got
chords,
those were. Your those own. Were. Well, there's much more music coming up. My guest is Veronica Nunn, and she's brought along a wonderful pianist, Travis Shook. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I read somewhere that you studied theology. When and why did you do that?
I was always very fascinated by how, you know, our purpose, what are we here for? And I was baptized Baptist and I went to Catholic schools and I was just always searching and I thought it would be really interesting to figure out or to read about all these different types of beliefs because there's so many different philosophies. Right now I practice Nichiren Daishonin Buddhism. So me and Tina Turner and Herbie Hancock, we all chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo.
Really?
And, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so for me that has helped me find that, you know, I accept responsibility for things in my life because of, you know, basic law of cause and effect, you know, what goes around comes around. So if you're always thinking of doing something good for people, then that comes back to you because you create this energy that's always going to be that way. Sometimes people get stuck in a rut and they just have a negativity about them and they treat people negatively. And so negativity comes back, which feeds it even more. And it's a sad thing because we do have, I believe we do have some control over how our lives can be just by how we think about it, how we look at our lives. And in a way, that's a higher power. That's a higher understanding of our own power.
Boy, I go away from here with lots of things to think about. I'm really glad you came.
I'm very glad to be here. Very glad. Thank you.
Well, while I'm thinking all this over, I want to hear you two do another song.
Oh, we would definitely love to. This is something that it pertains to us being married, actually, being together for a long time. So it's accustomed to his face.
Oh, that's going to be lovely.
Great, thanks. I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. He whistles night and noon. His smile, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to the tune. He whistles night and noon, accustomed to his face.
Such a beautiful song, and you did it wonderfully.
Thank you,
Veronica.
Thank you. I think that's one of Travis's favorite tunes, right?
Yeah, it is. When I play the right chorus, yeah, I love that. I love this song, actually.
It says so much about how you can love and care about somebody, and you know, even though they have all these different little idiosyncrasies, those idiosyncrasies is what makes them, you know, why you love them in the first place.
And I have more than most, by the way. That's what she's referring
no,
to.
No, I didn't say
my,
that.
My
idiosyncrasies?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to have a few, you know.
Oh, God.
You know what would be wonderful? Something we haven't done so far. I'd love to play a tune with you. Travis.
Oh, absolutely.
What can we do?
I know this tune, Gone with the Wind. I know you know that. Would you want to play that with me?
I'd like to.
Okay. E-flat?
Okay. Shall we just wing it, not talk about it? Or?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Okay, one, two. Thank you. Wow, that was great. That was so much fun.
That's incredible.
It felt good, didn't it?
It really felt good.
And we ended together.
We ended together. We started together. The whole thing was together.
It sounded great out there, too.
You know what? I really would like to hear another solo tune from you.
Yeah, me too.
If you would do us the honors.
Well, I'd love to do one just for fun.
Oh, that'd be great.
This is one that I wrote a long time ago, and then I was on the road, and I was working with my husband Jimmy in the club, and Peggy Lee was in the hotel. We were in Florida, and I thought, gee, it would be really nice if I could get Peggy to write a lyric to this tune of mine. Mm-hmm. So I asked her, and she came up with this very lovely lyric. But don't worry, I'm not singing. I'm just going to tell you about it. But I'd like to play the tune. It's called In the Days of Our Love. Here goes.
Wow. That was so beautiful. It just has this incredible haunting quality. It has a lot of feeling
in it.
It
really does. I was trying to place it because I listened to some classical music, and there were hints to me at times where I thought of both Ravel and then somebody I always really liked a lot was Alexander Scriabin. And I felt a little bit of that in there.
You'll have to stop because my head is getting big. Well, we'll have more in a minute with Veronica Nunn. Pianist Travis Shook is also sitting in with us. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Gosh, I'm having such a good time with you two. And I would really love to hear what you're going to do with I'm Old Fashioned.
We are too. We're going to do it, and then you can tell us how if you like it or not.
Okay.
Okay. I'm old fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. This is fancy. Passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned.
That was such a nice arrangement of I'm Old Fashioned. I haven't heard anybody do that for quite a while.
Wow, thank you so much.
Everything is so easy and nice. You people must be great on stage. I'll have to come and see you when you're playing a club one of these days.
Oh, definitely. Definitely we'll let you know.
Well, I just wanted to say what a ball it's been and still is to have you two on the show. It's so enjoyable.
Well, we can't thank you enough for having us on the show. I mean, this has been one of the experiences in my life that goes into the little handful of experiences that make living worth living. You know what I mean?
Well, I just hope that you'll be very successful with everything you do. And I thank you so much for coming. And we've got one more song. What are we going to do?
We're going to do, I think this is a Sonny Rollins tune called Doxy. And Mark Murphy wrote lyrics to it.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah, he wrote lyrics to it. So, you know, I'm I'm going to try to give it its value.
Okay. Let's
get to it.
Get to it.
I moved around a lot when I was a kid, 'cause my daddy was a traveling type. The last thing in the world that he'd like to do was to watch that box and smoke a pipe. Oh, we lived all over the city and the country, and that's the reason why I got itchy feet and I wanna tell this town goodbye. The only thing I'd miss, yeah, after I'm gone, is this very special man I know. He's got a lot of ways to get me to stay, 'cause he doesn't seem to want me to go. Now ain't he wild and doxy? He's wild and he's foxy. When I need to soothe my traveling bug, Doxy makes the highway fever go.
That's a great way to end the show. Thanks, folks. Loved having you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and our guests today, Veronica Nunn and Travis Shook. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager David Lyon, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos and from Jazz Times Magazine, now celebrating its 40th anniversary of delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.